September is National Preparedness Month. In coordination with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, is producing a series of weekly articles to help radio amateurs and their families stay safe. You can read our two previous articles at ARRL.org. For a ham or any other public safety responder, whether paid or volunteer, it is not uncommon to be called out to provide assistance during disasters. We often do not know when we will be called or exactly when that call and what that call will involve. We also do not know how long we may be deployed. In the last edition, we focused on our GO kit and the tools we should have to deploy as an amateur radio volunteer. But have we made sure our family is prepared for these times and whether we are deployed or will be staying home? As the theme of this month suggests, ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says it comes down to being prepared. Make a plan with your family and ensure basic supplies are available, including water, food, and first aid capabilities. Do you have a generator, alternate power capabilities, or do your family members know how to use it? Have a communications plan, including backup communications with family members and friends, he said. Johnson said that to ensure your family knows where to go if they must evacuate for some reason, always remember your family and your health and safety should always come first. Remember that there may be a time when you are the victim. There may be a time when you must turn down a request for assistance because you must take care of your family first. Ask if you can be put in a slot later down the roster to allow time to get your family to safety or have everything settled to ensure your family is cared for before deployment, said Johnston. ARRL recognizes the tremendous work ham radio volunteers put into serving their communities. If your mind is not on the mission, you may be putting yourself and others at risk. Therefore, you should ensure your family's well-being before, during, and after a major event, Johnson continued. Learn more how to become an ARES volunteer on the ARRL website, and you can learn more about how to keep your family safe at ARRL.org.